It's John Givens with Neil Atkinson, with Nicky Cornish and with Damien Cavada. This is the post-match show after Liverpool have beaten Cardiff 3-1. We're in the next round. That's what it's all about. There were some lovely cameos from the bench as well. But generally speaking, you know, we have to be pleased. We are pleased.
I am pleased, yeah. A few things just straight up there. First and foremost is, if you were watching it on the telly, when I was watching it, I had no sense of it. It is unbelievably windy at Anfield.
Yeah,
and
when it's a shame Jürgen can't talk about the weather anymore.
I know.
I'm sure he'd like to.
But part of the reason I say this is because the way Cardiff play, the way they want to play, the way they swirl the ball around, the wind suited them a little bit, allowed them to disrupt Liverpool. And I'm going to say this straight away. Virgil van Dijk was incredible. Now, we'll talk about the lads off the bench and the exciting lads and how they do this, that and the other. But for 90 minutes, Virgil van Dijk does not put a foot wrong. And it's an easy game for him in a sense. You know, who are you playing? It's Cardiff at the bottom of the Championship. But all game, they're trying to get around him. They don't do the things some sides do, where they decide we'll just ignore Virgil. The ball's there all the time, and he is impeccable. And there's so much room for error and because of the wind, because of the first game back, or we haven't got rhythm, all that. Virgil is impeccable from minute one. And for me, it is just a tremendous performance from him. And it's a reminder of his class, and we should never take it for granted. He was the absolute business. I'm delighted with the little cameos from the bench. You know, I thought that Elliot, as soon as he comes on, everything's sharper, everything's quicker, everything's one touch, and he moves it along massively. The new lad's feet for the goal, absolutely terrific. It was right in front of us where I was, right in front of us. That was great to see as well. It ends up being a lovely second half. Took him a bit of time to get going, but you couldn't be happy with it. And yeah, now Norwich are home in the next round, and it feels as though the momentum comes, the momentum builds. It's all about that momentum. Game, 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 game. Liverpool look ready.
Yeah, we look ready, and there's plenty of players, Nicky, who look ready to contribute for Liverpool, and we make five subs, and all of them, in a way, make a bit of a contribution, don't they? But Neil mentioned Harvey Elliott there. He comes on with Luis Diaz. Everyone's excited to see him, and he's like, puts in a performance, like, don't forget about me, boys, as well.
Honestly, I was absolutely buzzing with him. He came on, and it was like, where had those 5 months gone? Like, he hadn't been injured. He was, and honestly, I know I'm a sentimental old woman, but when he scored a goal, I had tears pouring down my face. So God knows what his mum was like. I just thought it was just, there was so much to be excited about today. Like, I thought, I don't know about you, but I thought the crowd was buzzing for a noon kickoff. I thought it was going to be like a funeral, but actually it was good, wasn't it? And I think it was Diaz coming on, Elliot being back fit.
It's been a while since we played, or so.
Yeah, yeah. I was sat there thinking, I don't think even Salah and Mane have played at Anfield since the 16th of December against Newcastle. And you're sat there thinking,
right,
we have got a really strong squad here. Salah and Mane aren't even here. They're doing battle tonight. So, oh, I loved it. Honestly, I loved it. Slow start, as Neil said. That was always going to happen, but yeah. Great, and Elliot for me, and Diaz, you know, cutting down on the byline for that goal. I mean, the gasp when he went down, wasn't it, with the knee.
It was heavy, that, wasn't it?
Yeah.
I was out last night, I could have done without that.
Me too, I'm very hungover too, Neil. And, yeah, and but luckily, I could see WhatsApps from people are watching it on telly saying it's okay, it's studs. But I think everyone in the ground was thinking, oh God, ACL, so great afternoon.
I've got a feeling you might get used to this with Diaz. I think he might like the floor and he might bounce back up quickly. I think that looks like that type of player, doesn't he? I love the Harvey Elliott thing.